your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
A crash during the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia is now known to have killed more than 450 people. Nearly 720 others were injured in the stampede in Mina, near the holy city of Mecca earlier. The Foreign Office is liaising with local officials to find out if any UK pilgrims were involved. Sky's Lisa Holland has more.
We know that Saudi authorities have tried in recent years to put more safety precautions in place, and it has to be said that there hasn't been an event like this looking back since 2006 when 360 pilgrims were killed.
This is KMFM News.
A man has died after falling from scaffolding at TV studios in Kent. Justin Newitt is thought to have fallen around 15 feet at Maidstone Studios in Grove Green yesterday morning. The health and safety executive is investigating. The family of a schoolgirl who died after being hit by a train at a pedestrian crossing in Kent are calling on rail bosses to improve safety. 14-year-old Sasha Wheeler was killed as she crossed the line at Glebe Way in Whitstable in February. An inquest has ruled it was an accident. Her aunt Christine Reed read a statement after the hearing and believes Sasha's death could have been prevented.
Glebe Way crossing was scored at level C and level 3 in June 2012. Therefore, very high risk. No recommendations or implementation of further safety measures were taken at this time.
Network Rail say they're exploring a number of options to replace the crossing. A boy from East Africa has died trying to reach Kent via the Channel Tunnel. The refugee, thought to be in his mid-teens, was killed by a freight train in Calais last night.
KMFM News.
Germany's transport minister says Volkswagen did manipulate emissions tests in Europe as well as the United States. Earlier this week, the company owned up to using software that led their diesel cars cheat American environmental standards. The software may be fitted in 11 million VW vehicles worldwide. Boz Howells from the law firm Lee Day expects to deal with hundreds of complaints.
They feel that they have been defrauded. If it is found that UK cars are indeed affected, they have potential claims in breach of contract and under UK consumer legislation.
The family of a motorcyclist from Kent who died in a crash on the M25 have paid tribute, describing him as a loving husband and father. The collision happened on the Essex side of the Dartford Crossing last Friday morning. 53-year-old Paul Garner from Maidstone died at the scene. A woman who's in her 30s and from Romania has been charged with causing death by dangerous driving.
KMFM News.
Plans to almost double the size of the designer outlet in Ashford have been given the go-ahead. Almost 40 new shops will be built as part of the extension, creating an extra 500 jobs. There'll also be 6 new restaurants and cafe, a new children's play area and extra car parking. It's set to open in 2018. And we've been watching them watching TV. Now we can read all about the Kent couple from Gogglebox. Steph and Don Parker, who live at the Salutation in Sandwich, are releasing a guide to life with pointers on surviving social occasions, making the perfect cocktail and deciding what to wear. Steph admits she's still surprised by their rise to fame.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Rugby, and it's been confirmed England fly half George Ford has been dropped for Saturday's World Cup clash with Wales. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Owen Farrell will start instead alongside rugby league convert Sam Burgess. Flanker Tom Wood says there's plenty of depth in the party.
We've had 50 men here training for large part of the summer, so we're all ready. Even the guys back home are ready to step in if needed at any stage, but we've got absolute faith in our squad, yeah, so yeah, we'll be confident.
Football, and Liverpool needed penalties to get past League Two Carlisle in the League Cup last night. Elsewhere, Arsenal were 2-1 winners at North London rivals Tottenham. There were also victories for Chelsea, Man United, Crystal Palace, Southampton, Sheffield Wednesday and Norwich. And Britain's 2009 World Champion Jenson Button says we'll have to wait to find out if he's retiring at the end of the Formula One season. The McLaren driver claims there's no update on his future and says he's still in talks with the team.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.